They rot. Them Yankees is rot.
I know, and she's an Irish one at that.
Well, I've been with them. I'm in West Palm. I know them. They tough.
Wait a minute, he's going to take me home now. You rest.
And you, they can wake harder than you can. Right now.
You rest while he's gone.
All
he'll
right.
Be back.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed.
Well, did you have...
I'm all full of questions.
I've got just dozens of questions.
Yeah, just go ahead and hop on out.
Okay, well, I don't know if we're getting picked up here, but I guess we are. Well, what about, have you always lived here in Augusta? You grew up, you were born and raised here.
That's where all my people did. All my folks, my whole family, my grandfather, grandmother, my mother, my sisters, my brothers, my dads, everything was slaves here in Augusta. Up on the, of course you wouldn't know where that's at, but it's right straight up for our street. National Hill Center is just there now. Up on the, I was born there.
Really?
I walked 3 miles to school every day. From up there to that, and Bobby Jones Express thing going through there now. Used to be a Bakeman nursery. And my parents worked on the Bakeman nursery.
Oh, I see.
They grafted peaches into the plums.
And put
different roots together. And one side would be plums and one side would be peaches. And Miss Edie Bakeman has a now whip right at the kitchen door. And all those things.
Where you were born, that was right on there.
That's right. In the Georgia side.
And then, where was it?
Miss Polly know Dr.
Yeah.
She's been here, I think, all her life.
Yeah, she
know about some banks and things. She must have been here.
Yeah.
She know about the kind of thing. That's when I was 8 years old. Now, when I was 12 years old, that church out there was Universal Hospital.
Oh, really?
That's right. If you look at it, you can go out there and look up around that street at the old building you see built just like it.
Huh.
And Charles T. he turned it into a church. And the school right up here another block, Miss she was a old lady, Lucy Lane. Well, she was a little bit of black woman with nappy hair, know nothing about straightening comb. But she started that high school. That's what it's named.
Lucy Lane. Did you know her? Did you ever know her?
That's what I know. Her grave was up there in the yard. She stayed right there, not for a funny school. So, they've changed the name of the street, if you notice it. Boulevard. But it's been Bread Street all my life. And it's kind of hard to get used to it. But James Brown, the singing Negro, now he's raised in Augusta. His mother the same. And his daddy took up with another woman, Sadie. She raised him. And he left here. It's a lot of the Browns here, his people. And he went up north. Well, this white man, so he had a gift for dancing and singing. He took him and made him what he is. And then he turned around and put that man dead now. Mm-hmm. He died. But his lawyer, he turned against him because, see, he got him bigoted after he got up on his feet. Mm-hmm. See, it don't pay you to do that. The Lord said, humble is the way. I've had my own home. I've owned 2 cars at the time. All kind of beautiful furniture. I've had everything I ever wanted. But I haven't had enough yet to make me bigoted.